Oh, that's the date. That's
I don't know, but it's something different.
It's the date.
Yeah.
September 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't have those anymore. Huh. Well, now on some of the postcards you see, you get the little bars across here
that I can read.
So maybe that's something like the same thing.
Probably.
Oh, that's great. Which one is this going? There. Who are those people right there? The guy.
This guy?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's him when he got married, and that's how I knew him.
Uh-huh.
When I seen this in the paper in his name, I couldn't imagine that's the same guy.
Yeah. Is he a local?
From Pueblo, yeah. Mm-hmm. In my same neighborhood. See the difference?
Yeah.
Well, my son-in-law in Colorado City, it's got the restaurant. He says, "Why don't you come up here? I want one of your friends is going to be here." I walked in there. Well, I drove in there, and he says, "Here's JoJo."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Who the hell is JoJo?" You know, and he has changed, just like the difference there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never known that guy, and I would have never known this guy if I'd seen him in the street.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder that. You know, when I see people I might have known, I'm like...
I was in a restaurant in Pueblo about a couple of months ago, and this guy says, "Hi, Joe." "Who are you, you know?"
Yeah.
Well, I didn't ask him who he was. I said, "Hey, I'm a long time no see, you know?" And I wish I could get a hold of him, because he knows that I was crazy or something that day. He don't know that I've had strokes and I'm a little bit cuckoo, you know. So I'd sure love to get a hold of him and tell him what the hell happened to me.
What's his name?
Mestis, Joe Mestis. He worked for me.
Oh, really?
At the state hospital.
And where does he live now? You think Pueblo? Or?
No, he's in Avondale.
Avondale?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
That's east of Pueblo.
Okay.
This crazy old guy.
Oh, yeah, somebody told me about him yesterday. The Colorado kid.
Yeah. Goofy as the day is long.
Yeah, he kind of looks like it. Colorado country, like, who was telling me about
it? He used to run around, he had a turquoise necklace, turquoise on his shoes, and different stuff, you know. But I think he's a little bit local.
Is he Hispanic?
Yeah, he's Hispanic.
Wow, yeah, he's, yeah, a little bit loco might be the good way of, good way of putting it. Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, people know that I collect stuff.
Uh-huh.
And several guys has given me some of these they take off the computer, you know?
Sure.
I'll show you the stamps in the house that are sitting on the wall where my doctor gave me. Made a couple of them for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is stuff during the war.
Cartoons? Wow.
You know, most of this stuff is...
It's pretty risky.
...during the war. And that's, some of that stuff is during the war. There's my discharge and all that.
Oh, you were in the... What branch of the military were you in? Navy?
That's me there.
This one right here?
Yeah, and the picture.
Oh, okay. That's you?
Yeah.
Look at that hair. All right. Where'd you go in the Navy?
I had an office job.
Uh-huh. Washington or Denver? Or? Not Denver.
Denver. Buckley Field.
Oh, really?
That's where the pilots are kicking hell out of these guys the other day up in Iraq.
So what was your office job? What was your job?
Oh, it was everything in flight school and everything like that.
Okay. Did you ever go up in a plane at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was a young punk. Look at that.
Yeah.